Simon Tzadik Aleph, Siv Zayin. So far, in this Simon we learned, first of all we learned that there's a rule of what's called Tzaynin B'Tzaynin B'Hadacha, that when two things, Yeser and Heter, come in contact, and they're both cold, so then there's no Bliya that penetrates into the kasher of food, but rather there's just a little Be'en that touches it, so you have to wash it off. So it's this, the Isser goes on the Heter, not into the Heter. So therefore, it's enough to rinse it off. That rule is known as Tzayinim B'Tzayinim B'Hadacha. That was in the beginning of the Siman. And then we learned there's the idea of when you have something hot that touches something cold, then there is already a Bliya. We learned that there's a difference if it's hot onto cold or cold onto hot. And we said that hot onto cold is only Kedei Klipa. There is a... And then we followed up with the halacha of Meliach Kareseach, and we spoke a lot about that klal. But we also said that Meliach Kareseach is only a problem if it's Ein Enecha Machmas Milchem. When something is salty, the only time it's going to be Kareseach is if it's so salty that it's Ein Enecha Machmas Milchem. But less than that, it's not going to be considered Kareseach. It's considered cold, so therefore it falls into the rule of Tzaynin B'Tzaynin B'Hadacha. All these things were... What we were talking about was a story in the Gemara that we mentioned a couple of days ago of the bird that fell into the kutach. And we said the reason why the bird is mutter is because the kutach is not so salty, therefore it wasn't kareseach. The Gemara continues on that, and the Gemara says as follows. If the bird, also the reason why it's mutter is because the bird was chai, raw. But if the bird would be tzli, if the bird would be roasted or cooked, so then the bird would become aser when it fell into the milk. It would become aser kedei klipa. And then the Gemara adds that if it wouldn't just be cooked, all right, if it would have cracks in it, pili pili, bakoyin, would have cracks, or it would be spiced, it would have a lot of spices, so then it would be kulay aser. Because it would absorb all the milk that it fell into. So there's three ways to understand what the Gemara is teaching us over here. Three shittas, and they're pretty much all brought in Shulchan Aruch. One is quoted by the Torah, one by the Mechaber, and one by the Ramah. One pirush, the way the Mechaber learns, is that the Gemara is not teaching us a chiddush about tzaynin b'tzaynin b'hadacha. I'm sorry, the Gemara is not teaching us a chiddush about tzaynin b'tzaynin b'hadacha. The Gemara is just teaching us a chiddush in the din of chamloteich tzaynin. Although we learned that chamloteich tzaynin is kedei klipa, the Gemara is just adding that if it has cracks in the meat that fell into the milk, so then it won't just absorb kedei klipa, it will aser v'kulei. So, if something cold falls into the milk, if cold chicken falls into the milk, says the Mechaber, it makes no difference if it's cooked chicken or it's raw chicken. Is it cold? If it's cold and the milk is not that salty, so then it will never become asr. You'll only have to do hadacha. The Gemara was talking about if the chicken that fell in is hot, so then you have the din of chamoteich tzayne and it's kedei klipa. If it has cracks in it, so then it will absorb more and become asr kuloi. And the same thing as if it's spiced, then it will absorb more and become aser kulei. That is the only chiddush of that rule. But she'enkin, if something is cold, according to the Mechaber, it doesn't matter if it's cooked or not. Or for that matter, it doesn't make a difference if it has cracks. Even if it's cooked and it has cracks in it, it won't become aser at all. You just have to do hadacha. Only if it's hot do you have a problem. If it's hot and it falls into the cold milk, so if it's without cracks, it's kedei klipa, and if it's with cracks, it's kuloi. The Ramah says that we have to be machmir like a different pirush in the Gemara. Could be, the pshat is like this, when the Gemara says that when it fell in, it's sli, that if the chicken was cooked and it fell in, it's kedei klipa. Gemara is not just repeating the regular din of hot into cold is kedei klipa. The Gemara was teaching us that if it's cooked, if the chicken is cooked, so even if it's cold, because it's cooked, it's a little softer, it's able to absorb kedei klipa. So this rule that we said, that if it's tzaynin b'tzaynin, you just have to rinse it off. So that either applies to something raw, or to something cooked. Let's say a cooked piece of chicken, that touches a piece of cheese, then it won't absorb from the piece of cheese. But if it falls into milk, a liquid, and it's a cooked piece of chicken, it's already soft, even if it's cold, it's going to absorb kidei klipa. And on top of that, the Gemara says, but if it has cracks, if the cooked piece of chicken has cracks or it's spiced, so then it won't just be kidei klipa, it'll be kuloi. All right, so two chumras. Number one, even if it's cold, but if it's cooked, it's soft, it's going to be kidei klipa. And on top of that, if it's cooked and it has cracks, so then it won't just be klipa, it'll be kuloi. What happens if it's raw? Raw meat is always going to be safe. Raw, you'll always only have to do hadach. So let's say you have chicken sitting in your fridge and milk spills on it. So if it's raw chicken, sai according to the Mechaber, sai according to Ramah, you just do hadacha. If it's cooked chicken and the milk spilled on it, so according to the Mechaber, you still only have to do hadacha. And according to the Ramah, it's kedei klipa. Since it's cooked, it's softer, now it absorbs the milk kedei klipa. And more than that, if the cooked chicken is either spicy or it's cracked, so then it won't just be enough klipa, the whole chicken will be aser. According to the Mechaber, if it's cold, you always have to do hadacha. Even if it's cracked, even if it has cracks, even if it's cooked, it'll only be hadacha. So it's a very practical din. It's a big chiddush. It's not so simple that there's a rule, whenever it's cold, it's only you wash it off. According to the Mechaber, that rule is true. According to the Ramah, it's not so true. If it's already cooked, it's more chamer. Milk spills on the chicken that's already cooked, so it's kedei klipa, and if it spices, then it's going to be kulei aser. The Ramah says, that's what you have to paskin if there's no hefse merubah, but if there's hefse merubah, so then we rely on the Mechaber. The Mechaber is correct that if it's cold, it's never bilei. You just have to wash it off. It means even if it's cooked, and it has cracks, but if it's a hefse merubah, you're talking about a lot of chicken, and you're not such a wealthy person, and it's going to be a big loss for you, so then you'll be able to be makel and say that nothing got absorbed in the chicken, you just wash it off. That's the Ramah. Okay? So we have so far the two shitas, Mechaber and the Ramah. The Torah has the strictest shita, because even the Ramah held that if it's raw meat, you're always safe. The chumra only begins by cooked meat. That even if it's cold, it's kedei klipa, and if it has cracks, it's kuloi. But raw meat, you're safe. The Torah says that chumra, that if the meat has cracks, it absorbs, or if the meat is spiced, it absorbs, that chumra applies even to raw meat. So the two chumras are as follows. Cooked meat, even if it's cold, absorbs kedei klipa, even without cracks. And if it has cracks, then even if it's not cooked, even if it's raw meat, it'll become kulay aser if the milk spills on it. This is the Torah shita. So those are the three opinions. So it comes out that according to the Torah, if the chicken is in the fridge and the milk spills on it, so if it's one of those, you know, they sell the pre-spiced, marinated chicken, still raw, but they already spice it for you so that you could just put a tray in the oven, such kind of a chicken become kulay aser according to the Torah. But we don't paskin like the Torah. If it's raw, mi'ikar hadin, you could just wash it off. If it's cooked, so then already it's a machlokes mechaber ramah. The mechaber says if it's as long as it's cold, it's never a problem. And the ramah says if it's cooked, it's a problem kedei klipa. And if benoisef to being cooked, it also has cracks or it's spiced, so then it will be kulay. Unless it's hefse merubah, then you could rely on the mechaber to just wash it off. So for sure we don't rely on the Mechaber to say that if it's cooked and cold, it's only Bahadacha, Machmer. We generally follow the Ramah. But come along the Shachan Taz and say that we're not even so sure that the Hefse Merubah, the Ramah at least said that if it's Hefse Merubah, you could rely on the Mechaber and just wash off the chicken. Come to Shachan Taz and say that I'm not even so sure that even if it's Hefse Merubah, maybe it's going to be Aser. So the Shach says, you know why? Very simple. We said there's three opinions, right? Three ways to learn. One opinion said that if the meat has cracks, it's only going to be aser if the meat is hot. That was the Mechaber's opinion, right? One opinion was if the meat has cracks, if it's cooked, then it's going to be aser. But if it's raw, it's not going to be aser. And one opinion said that if it has cracks, it's going to be aser even if it's raw. So it comes out, I'm asking you, so it comes out that if it's cooked and it has cracks, more people say it's aser or more people say it's mutter?
More people people say it's
More people say it's aser. Because, in other words, taka, the one opinion says it's going to be okay, because it's only if it's hot then it has cracks, it'll be aser. But if it's cold, it's okay. But the other two ways of learning will say this is aser. Because the opinion that says that if it's raw, it's aser, they certainly hold that if it's cooked, it's aser. So therefore, I'm not so sure, says the Shach, just follow the Ramah, the Hafsa Maruba. Even the Hafsa Maruba, maybe you have to be machmer. He leaves it off like that. Maybe you should be machmer, even Behafsa Maruba. Taz says something else. I will agree to the Ramah that Behafsa Maruba could be makel in the case, that example we gave, that you have chicken sitting in the fridge, cooked chicken with spices and everything, and by mistake some milk spilled on it. So Behafsa Maruba, it could be makel like the Ramah, and it's mutter. Behafsa Maruba will assume that the only time that when it's cold, it's always going to be Behadacha. Only if it's hot could it absorb. But what happens if it wasn't just milk that spilled? What happens if it was something milchig that's a little bit salty? Let's say you made up some milchig soup. It's cold, it's in the fridge. And in the soup, it's spicy, you know, it's salty. And now that a little bit of salty milk spilled onto the cooked chicken. Both cold. So what should be halacha in this case? It says the Taz, in this case, there's two reasons why you should have to be... You l'cha'oira, have to be machmir for two completely independent reasons. First of all, you should be machmir that when it's cooked, even if it's cold, it could absorb. It's one reason to be machmir. That means even if it be regular milk, since it's cooked, it will be able to absorb the milk. That's one reason to be machmir. Then you have a second reason to be machmir, namely, that if it's a little bit salty, there are more holes, ain't in a bikin. Even if it's a little salty, you have to treat it like it's very salty. So therefore, forget about, let's say it would be raw meat, that's no cracks, no problems mitzad the meat. Just mitzad the milk alone, you should be able to be machmir. You should have to be machmir, because if it's a little bit salty, so then you have to treat it kireseach, according to Ramah. And therefore, that mitzad that, it'll aser the meat. So what Elowatz, you want to say, yes, it's a case of Hafsa Maruba, it could be makel, because the Ramah himself paskins that if it's a little bit salty and it's a Hafsa Maruba, you could be makel and say that it's not kireseach. So since this case is a Hafsa Maruba, so you have a right to be makel on both shilas. The Hafsa Maruba, you have a right to be makel that if it's cold, it doesn't absorb. And the Hafsa Maruba, you have a right to be makel that if it's a little bit salty, it's not kareseach. That sounds very good, right? It sounds like it could be makel, the Hafsa Maruba. Comes a Taz and he says, what are you doing over here? We were only taught, or Ramah taught us, that you have a right to be makel in each question independently. Meaning if it's cold milk, it's not salty at all, that fell onto the cooked meat, then you can be makel. But you want to know if the question, could the cooked meat absorb, you have a right to be makel behefsa maruba. Then you have a separate question. If salty milk, that's a little bit salty, spills onto meat, raw meat that's no cracks, no shilas mitzad the meat, you want to know, is it kareseach, is the milk kareseach? So you have a right to be makel and assume that it's not kareseach, since it's hefsa maruba. You have a right to treat it like it's not salty. But here, where you have a little bit salty milk onto cooked meat, so you have two reasons to be machmer. You can be machmer mitzad the salty milk, and you have to be machmer mitzad the cooked meat, and you want to be makel behefsa maruba, says the Taz, you don't get two kulas for one hefsa maruba. The halachas taka that each din, but independently, you have a right to be makel behefsa maruba. That's how the Ramah paskins, in each shaila independently. If you have a shaila of melicha moetes, you have a right to be makel behefsa maruba. But that would only be in a case that the meat is raw and it doesn't have cracks. Or you have a shaila of milk that spills onto cooked meat, and you have a right to be makel on that shaila. But when both shailas are together, you can't say, oh, since it's hefsa maruba, I have a right to be makel. Hefsa maruba only gives you a right to be makel in each kula independently. But when you have two things, two strikes going against you, so then you can have two kulas for the price of one hefsa maruba. That's the biggest side of the Taz in the end of the simen. Let's read it inside. Zok de mechaber and siv zayin, ha de maflaginon bein necho machmas milcho lein en necho machmas milcho. This, that we make a difference. If the milk that the chicken fell into is salty or it's not salty, that only if it's ain't nechal machmas milchay you can aser the chicken, because then it's garei seach. But if it's nechal machmas milchay, then it's not garei seach. So therefore, it's behadacha. Hani mili, that only applies bebasar chai if it's, according to the mechaber, this means cold meat. If it's cold meat that fell into the milk, then you have a right to be makel that you just wash off the meat. Avol tzoli reseach, but if it's hot meat that fell in, shenafel the moliach that fell into something salty, afilo nechal machmas milchay, even if it's nechal machmas milchay, in other words, really, it's not salty. For practical purposes, it's not really salty. For halachic purposes, it's not salty. So in other words, so let's just rephrase this. When do you have a right to be makel? When the chicken falls into the milk, that's if the chicken is cold. But if the chicken is hot, so hot meat that falls into cold milk, what did we say earlier in Sif? What was it? Sif Dalad? Right? What did we say in Sif Dalad? Hot meat that falls into cold milk is Kedei Klipa. Boy Klipa, so you have to take off a Klipa. Right? No Chiddush Din. Hot into cold, Kedei Klipa. The Im Yesh Bei B'Koyim, but if it has cracks, if the hot meat that fell in has cracks, oishul matuvel betavlin, or it's very spiced, v'utzali reseach, and it's hot, so the hot chicken that fell into the milk was either had a lot of cracks in it or was spicy, then kulei aser, then the whole entire piece of chicken will be aser. Does the milk become aser? No. There's no chumra mitzad the milk. The cracks and the spices make the din of the chicken more chumra, that it's able to absorb more milk. It doesn't make that the milk should absorb more of the chicken. The milk is kadei klipa, the milk becomes aser. You can't take off a klipa, so what's the halacha? According to the Mechaber and the Ramah, the milk is okay. Only according to the Taz, the milk is going, you have to see if the shishim against the klipa. That way you already learned that. I just want to point out that you should know clearly that the chumrah of being spiced or having cracks is only a chumrah lagabi the meat, that it's able to absorb more. It has nothing to do with the, it's not a chumrah lagabi the milk. Ma clarifies, but who I didn't offer you mavushal doesn't mean just it has to be roasted and hot. If it's cooked and hot, it's the same thing. The point is, if it's hot, it's kadei klipa. If it's hot with cracks, it's kulei. Then the Ramah says, but what are the machaber hold? What happens if it's complete? Well, what happens if it's cold? If it's cold, even if it's cooked and it has cracks, it's still enough to do hadacha, like we learned in the beginning of the siman. Actually, it's a machaber. The Yesh Oimim says the Ramah, that filo him tzoinenim dina hachi, that if it's cooked meat, even if it's cold, it has the same din that if it falls into the milk, it's kadei klipa, and if the cooked meat has cracks, so then it's kuloi. So it's two chumras against the mechaber. Because the mechaber holds that even if it's cooked meat with cracks, but if it's cold, it's hadacha. And the Ramah says cooked meat without cracks is kadei klipa, and with cracks is kulay. But if it's raw meat, the Ramah doesn't say it clearly, but this is the way everybody learns in the Ramah. If it's raw meat, so then even with cracks, it won't have the chumrah. Raw meat will always be b'hadacha. And there's the third opinion that we quoted, that the Tor Paskins like that, that if it has cracks, even raw meat's a problem. We should be machmer like this, that if it's cooked, it could become aser, either kadei klipa, or if it has cracks, kuloi. It may have some rubah, there's not some rubah, but if it's going to cause you a big loss, the chicken, it's a big, big loss for you, so then you could be makel like the machaber, that since it's cold, it doesn't become aser, you just do hadacha. And then we have the way the Shach and Taz paskin, that they're not willing to be so makel like the Ramah, even have some merubah. The Shach in all cases, even if the milk is not salty, he's not so sure you can be makel but have some merubah. And the Taz says there's a chilek if the milk that's spilled on the cold chicken is a little bit salty or it's not salty at all. And if it's not salty at all, you could follow the Ramah to be makel behef some merubah. But if it's a little bit salty, so then you can have two kulas for one half some merubah. Namely, to be makel that the little bit of salt is not kereseach, and to be makel that a cooked food that's cold does not absorb. So you don't have both of those kulas for one half some merubah. And if in such a case, you'd have to be machmer even behef some merubah. So says the Taz. There is one issue that's a little bit not so pashut, because it says over here that let's say it's hot hot chicken that fell into cold milk. That's a pasha to din, right? Kedei klipa. Kedei klipa of the chicken. Kedei klipa of the milk, but you can't take klipa of the milk, so we said it's a machlokes if you're going to have shishim against the kedei klipa. The shach brings down a question that l'chayre, that makes sense. If you know hot meat falls onto a piece of cheese, that's called hot onto cold, so it's kedei klipa. This example, you have a bucket of milk, and the hot meat is falling into the milk. So it falls into the milk, it sinks down to the bottom. So true, it starts off that it fell into the milk, so it's hot into cold, but it sinks down to the bottom. So shouldn't it be considered tatagav, or shouldn't it be considered that the hot thing is on bottom? So the Shach explains that the way tatagav works, the definition, what's considered the law, what's considered the tata, even though in this case the hot thing sank to the bottom, but because the milk was in its place and the meat was falling into it, so we consider the milk the tata, because it's in its place, and what's falling onto it, that's what's called the ilah. So even though lepoil, the meat sinks to the bottom, the meat is still considered the ilah. So therefore it still has the din of cham letoich tzoinin. Not everybody agrees to this. Shach in the later, in the end of the siman quotes, there is opinion that says that in such a kind of a case, that the hot thing sinks into the liquid, it'll taka be more chamer, and it won't just be kedei klipa, it'll be kedei netila. But the way the Mechaber learns, says the Shach, this will still be a regular case of hot into cold, which is only kedei klipa. That is pretty much the end of siman tzadik aleph. There's one more sif, which the halach of this sif we already learned in Pei Zayin, and we'll just read it quickly inside. Sif Ches, Ein Basar B'chalav Nesar, Al Yedei Melicha, Oy Al Yedei Kavush, Ela Bachila, Avaloy Bahana. We're discussing in the whole siman that there's a din of Melich Kereseach. Melich Kereseach causes a blia. So the Mechaber clarifies that when it comes to the halachas of Basar B'chalav, let's say you salt meat and cheese together, so there'll be a blia. The taste of the meat will go into the cheese. The taste of the cheese will go into the meat if they're both salted. But this is not called derech bishul. And therefore, in the halachas of basar b'chalav, this won't be an isar deraisa. And therefore, you'll be allowed to have hana from it. As opposed to if you cook the basar and the gvina together, you won't be able to, it will be asar b'hana, because that's basar b'chalav is asar b'hana. But only basar b'chalav deraisa is asar b'hana. Masenkein, if it receives a blia through Meliach Kareseach or through Kavish Kabavushal, then it's not Derech Bishal, so therefore it's not Bas Machal of the Eraisa, and therefore it'll be Mutar Bahana. Would you be allowed to cook this piece of Basar? Let's say I salt the Basar and the Gvina together. So I can't. So we're saying this that it's Asar for me to eat the Basar is only Midarabanan, because it has a taste of Gvina, but it wasn't cooked together, so therefore it's not Bas Machal of the Eraisa. Practically speaking, I can't eat it because there's a Isra Rabbanan, because there's some gvina in the basar. But since it wasn't cooked together, it's not possible deraisa, and therefore I'm allowed to have ana from this piece. I can't eat it, but I could give it to a goy. I could feed it to my animal. Could I cook? Could I now take this piece of basar? I don't plan on eating it. I just want to roast it before I give it to the goy. Could I cook it before I give it to the goy? Obviously not. Why? Because this piece of meat, although it wasn't cooked with the chalav, it has a taste of chalav in it. When you salted it with the chalav, it received a taste of chalav. So now you can't cook it. You're cooking the meat with the chalav that's in it. So you want to give it to the guy as is, you could. Because it's not basar chalav deraisa. But for you to cook it now is an iser bishul basar b'chalav. Because you're cooking basar with the chalav that's inside of it. That is din in the end.